as we move into this series, move on into this series, where we're discovering that the fullness of our life in Christ, which is by grace through the Spirit, is expressed through the blessing and the gifting of spiritual gifts. This is good and pleasing to the Lord. These are mysterious to us in some ways, but these truths come from Scripture that are meant for us as God's people to discover and then develop and then deploy that which the Holy Spirit has given us for the building up of His body. Thanks be to God. He's blessed us that way. So as we're moving through these weeks, this summer, we're moving through the scriptural truths of what spiritual giftedness is. And today, we're going to particularly focus on one aspect, and that is the results of the fullness of our life in Christ, by grace of the Spirit expressed through spiritual gifts. Because there are results that come from spiritual giftedness. And the good Lord wants us to know about it. Again, it's defined by His Word. So let His Word speak to us again this morning to define what those results might be for His glory and praise, as spiritual giftedness, these grace gifts are known among us. And what better place to start to hear this from than in the Lord, Word of the Lord from a guy named Peter? Think about Peter a little bit. He was a man who knew about results, right? Take his boat out on the Sea of Galilee with his fishing crew, and you either came back to shore with a full net of fish, or you didn't. Those were the results. So the Lord would use this aspect of Peter's life, a man who understood results and what it meant to act out in a life that was dedicated to a cause and see results. Now, as Peter's inspired to write in his first letter, he's acting out under the power of the Holy Spirit to speak to the church, to you and me, about the results of giftedness in the Spirit. As we hear this, remember, we're building off of this biblical premise that I am richly furnished with the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit because Jesus lives in me and because I live in Him. So, with power and gifts that are ours in the Spirit, we move forward. Peter would say, "The end of all things is near." He's preparing God's people. We're hearing by the Spirit being prepared in our hearts that the Lord could come at any time, at any moment. So be ready, be prepared. And then he uses this very familiar word that we're used to in Scripture, therefore. So as we recognize that the end is near, therefore. Therefore might be understood among us like a fork in the road. You like that? Fork in the road? Come on, that's funny, isn't it? I like that. Yeah. All right. So we've got a decision or a response. Let's use it that way, right? Because as people of faith, everything we do is a response unto the grace that we've been given and the work of the Lord in our hearts and in our lives. And so we're given an opportunity to respond. And so as Peter would say, therefore, we come to this opportunity to respond or, in our sinfulness, not respond. So he goes on to say in verses 7 to 11, be alert and of sober mind. And here's the result. So that you may pray. Peter lays out for us now, the Spirit gives to us these, here's the opportunity to respond, and so that there would be a result. So be alert so that you may pray. Love each other deeply. Because, here's the result, love covers a multitude of sins. Interesting that as Peter moves through this section, as we move through it with him, it reflects what Paul was saying as well, wasn't it? Theologically, we might talk about this as law, gospel-oriented law, but law in the sense that this is what we're called to do. It doesn't bring about salvation. It's a reflection of our lives. We call that sanctification, right? Working out our salvation with these kinds of results. The gospel alone, of course, is what saves. But both Paul in Romans and Peter here are putting out these results of our faith, results of grace being known in our lives, so that the kingdom and the Lord God Almighty might be glorified. He goes on, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength the Lord God provides, so that in all things the Lord God Almighty may be praised through Jesus Christ. Forks in the road for us as God's people. Hearing this not as law, but as the opportunity to respond in the gospel with a life that's been changed. A life that loves the Lord and his ways and his kingdom and wants to see his name exalted and more people connected to him. So let these results be a part of my life, Lord. We cry out. Amen? Yes, indeed. Amen. We hear this as a gospel call. The results of the Spirit at work within us. For Jesus himself calls us by his own grace, given to us in his own life and death and resurrection, to forgive when we go the way of our own choice of rejecting results. I don't want to do that, Lord. I don't want to walk this way. I don't want to produce that which you've called me to produce. For that, our stubborn sinfulness, we've been forgiven. Reassured of that again today. And Jesus' cross stands before us as the cross of hope and life and peace. And the empty tomb stands before us today as a message of new life, of new opportunities. Yes, Lord, by your power that even raised Jesus from the dead, so I too will respond in the ways that you've called me, in holiness and gladness, in the ways of your Spirit, exercising that Spirit so that your ways would be known. Yes, Lord, these are your ways, each of you, as Peter would say, using whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of the Lord God's charis. There we go back to that, right? Grace that each one of us have received in its various forms. We go back to that truth that grounds us as God's people. It's all about God's grace given to each one of us, exercised in its various forms through these gifts. And we call them grace gifts, charis gifts. And in the multitude of the gifts, they are charismata, the plural of that grace and those gifts known among us. And he has endowed and blessed us with these gifts so that there might be results for his kingdom in the building up of the body of Christ. Spiritual gifts. These grace gifts are unique endowments from the Holy Spirit, and they are generously shared with Christians in community for building up the body of Christ in practical ways. Even as mysterious as some of these gifts might be, they're still meant to build up the body of Christ in practical ways for the results of the kingdom to be known among us, that the body of Christ might be built up. And so, brothers and sisters, we come to a fork in the road. Every day, many multiple times a day, we come to a fork in the road. And how do we then, as grace, charis, gifted people, do we respond? Kathy Truitt of Chick-fil-A fame had a perspective that he wanted to share with his employees. And you've heard it when you've gone through a Chick-fil-A drive-thru or stood in line. Whenever you say thank you, they say, it's my pleasure. Right? Yeah. What about that, church? What about that, body of Christ? Gifted in the way that we are, it is my pleasure, my privilege, Lord, to serve you in these ways. This is your gift to me in however you've chosen to give it to me. Thank you. It's my pleasure to serve you, Lord God. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever, as the church says. Amen. Right? Amen. Yeah. Wow. This is where we live and have our being. This is where we move in the circles of the Lord God's charis and his charis gifts given to us so that his name would be glorified. It is my pleasure, my privilege. In other words, we as God's people, men and women, gifted in the various ways of the Holy Spirit, we get to. Every day, we wake up and we get to respond because he loves me dearly. He saved me. He's called me out of this darkened world and into the marvelous light of his kingdom. He's charismed me with his grace and his gifts, and it is my privilege and pleasure to be at his service. Ah, today again, I get to know the Lord, love him, and live for him. So, as Peter would go on, let's define that for us. Each of you, each of us, gets to keep in step with the Spirit. That, right there, is a result of spiritual giftedness being known in you and me. For each one of us to discover and develop and deploy, we're keeping in step with the Spirit as faithful stewards of the Lord God's grace in its various forms. Well, that's not a result that's frightening or scary. I want to keep in step with the Spirit, don't you? Of course we do. And so, as gifts are made known among us and they're developed and they're discovered, developed, and deployed, we're keeping in step with the Spirit. All right. That's not so bad. That's a result I can live with. That actually, I even, as a faithful person of the Lord, I want to respond with. You do too, right? So let it be, men and women of God, keeping in step with the Spirit. Each one of us, we get to use whatever gift you've received. In other words, living a life worthy of the calling that we've received. Well, yeah, that's what we long for in the depths of our heart. It's just covered over by a bunch of sin and disobedience. But that's been removed from you and me, and that no longer defines us. We've been called into a new life worthy of the calling we received as a faithful steward of the Lord God's gifts in its various forms. A result of spiritual giftedness, grace gifts being known among us, our lives reflecting a life worthy of the calling we receive. Thanks. Thank you, Lord. Ah, it's my privilege, my pleasure, then, to serve you. We get to serve others as the Holy Spirit equips his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. The end result, the final goal of all of this is so that his body, and particularly for you and me in this congregation, this body would be built up for his praise and glory as faithful stewards of the Lord God's grace in its various forms. These are results that are defined by the Lord God in his kingdom as he longs for you and me to know these truths and be developed in those truths and deploy them for his glory in his name. Doesn't that sound like something you'd like to be a part of? I'd like to be a part of that. I'd like to be a part of these kinds of results so that the kingdom of God is known among us more fully. That the body of Christ is built up in the way that he longs for and desires. And that each one of us, keeping in step with the Spirit, are in the fullness of what he's gifted us with. To see each other flourish and grow and magnify the Lord together. Oh, I long for that. That's my prayer, that you long for that too. And that together as God's people, we walk this way, in the way of the Lord. In the fullness of our life in Christ, by grace, through the Spirit, as each one of us expresses those spiritual gifts we've been graced with. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for providing for us the opportunity to see results of your Spirit at work within us. Results that are defined by you for our blessing, for the exaltation of your name and your kingdom. To you be the glory and the praise, for which we give you thanks. And in Jesus' name, invite you, ask you, long for you to work within us in these ways. In the name of Jesus, we pray and praise you. Amen. May the peace of God, that passes our understanding. So, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, in our Lord and Savior, in his name. Amen.